here's a story from The World.
It's summer. Chances are you're wearing a t-shirt, or at least something made of cotton. So you should really know about this statistic. As many as 1 in 5 cotton garments in the world are produced with forced labor, specifically forced labor from Uyghur people in China's Xinjiang province. That's an estimate from a coalition of nearly 200 human rights groups. In July, they published a list of major retailers worldwide that they say are complicit in this practice. Familiar names: Adidas, Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, just a few of them. Allison Gill is a senior cotton campaign coordinator at the Global Labor Justice International Labor Rights Forum, two groups that recently merged as one and now a member of the coalition. Allison, thanks for being here. Say I walk into a mall or I'm on some fashionable shopping street. How many of the retailers I'm seeing or garments I'm seeing have forced labor somewhere in their supply chain?
There's a strong chance that any number of garments that you see as you're shopping could have forced labor in their supply chain, because approximately 30% of garment imports to the U.S. are from China, and the vast majority of these have some connection to the Uyghur region, also known as the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in China, where there is forced labor throughout the cotton supply chain.
Have you been able to zero in on the individual factories where this cotton or yarn is being produced, and you know who's working there and the conditions they're working under?
Some very credible reports have been able to do that, linking specific suppliers to specific brands and forced labor to specific factories. But one thing that's important to know is that it's impossible to do credible due diligence of the supply chain in the Uyghur region in China. So this means there's no guarantee that even a brand that is trying its best to exclude forced labor and other abusive practices from their supply chain can actually do so. And because of the impossibility of doing credible due diligence, we are calling on companies to extricate themselves and their supply chains from the Uyghur region and any connection to Uyghur forced labor.
And the problem with doing due diligence right now, is that due to the pandemic?
No, it's actually due to China's practices in the Uyghur region. It's mass surveillance, making it impossible for verifiers to speak in a confidential way to workers. Workers could fear reprisals for speaking to verifiers. People in internment camps, people in forced labor camps, can't be reached by verifiers. You know, the entire system hinges on a certain level of access and on a certain level of transparency that just isn't there because of the practices used against the Uyghur people in this region.
Is a forced labor cotton especially inexpensive? And is that part of the attraction for clothing manufacturers? Like, if the price is so low, do manufacturers even want to know where it came from?
Forced labor of the Uyghur people is part of a broader campaign of the Chinese authorities against Uyghurs for political reasons. Mm. It's not to produce cotton cheaply. This is part of a targeted campaign that seeks to decimate Uyghur culture and identity. There is a Orwellian program termed as a poverty reduction program targeting Uyghurs that puts them into these forced labor facilities, some of which are linked to garments and garment manufacturing.
So have you heard a more concerned reaction from clothing companies to this very central political aspect of the Uyghur forced labor?
I think it's become pretty inescapable for clothing companies that they face a real problem if they have any links to the Uyghur region. The question is, are they willing to do what it takes to extricate their supply chains and live up to their human rights obligations?
What's been the response so far to the campaign? Have any companies stepped forward and pledged to clean out their supply chains?
Yes, a number of companies have actually gone on the record in the press to discuss the steps that they're taking. And we are in talks with a number of other brands to encourage them to sign on to our pledge and to take all of the steps outlined in the pledge to extricate themselves from forced labor in the Uyghur region.
Allison Gill, a senior cotton campaigner coordinator at the Global Labor Justice International Labor Rights Forum. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.